We are recording.
Okay, it is about 3 minutes past six on July 21. I call this monthly meeting of the National Airport Authority Board to order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Present.
Vice Chairman Law will be absent this evening. Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Present.
Director Duquette.
Present.
Public input as it pertains to the agenda tonight. Does anyone care to speak up about agenda items? Okay, I'll take that as a no. It brings us to minutes. Approval of the NAA public minutes of June 16, 2021.
Put forth the motion to approve those minutes.
Can I just throw in one thing on that? On the
sure.
Minutes, just a quick change on the about the. The rebate from the health insurance due to loss ratio. Just insert the word favorable loss ratio. It's in the treasury report, Susan.
Got it.
Like the last line, right before loss ratio. Just throw in the word favorable. And other than that, they're fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
You want to amend your motion, Joe?
I'll amend the motion to approve the June minutes, inclusive of Treasurer Heath's addition to those minutes. The word favorable.
Okay. I'll second that. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the June 16, 2021 minutes with Director Heath's amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Treasurer's report. Approval of the June 2021 financial statements subject to audit. Care to make any comments, Dave?
Well, nothing jumped off the page this month. Everything looks pretty comparable.
Here.
Nothing new in the year to date. You know, this is the first June, the last fiscal month of the year. So we went over a lot of the changes, a lot of the differences last month and the month before. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that this month. Just suffice to say that we're, because of the various reasons we've talked about at previous meetings, we're going to end up with about $185,000. Surplus this year. Everybody hear me? This darn airport noise. Can you talk to the manager about this?
Do something about this.
File a complaint with everybody else.
But they got that helicopter operation going on right now, right? You know, it can't be a pitch or something. It has to be a R-44. So anyway, there's nothing really else of note to talk about tonight. You know, kind of beat this to death in the last few months. So unless anybody has any questions, we can just make the motion if you want. Anybody have any questions about this? Kind of beat it up before.
No, I'm good. No questions.
Put forth a motion to accept the June 2021 Treasurer's Report pending audit, or subject audit.
Second. And, okay, any more discussion? Okay, motion to approve the June 2021 financial statement subject to audit. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that motion carries. So we have one item of communication arrived on the 13th of this month, Warren Reno, approval of the assignment of lease from Aviation Realty LLC to Sharks and Carrots LLC. Do we want to handle that motion right now?
Here's the jet. I was waiting for the jet.
Who runs this
place? I want to make a motion to move everything for Aviation Realty to the last thing on the agenda.
Is
Any comments from the guy?
At this point in the minutes, Treasurer Heath will start an interpretive dance to cover the remaining of the agenda.
So, is everybody seeing this? This is in the old business, this is in the communications and new business. Are we going to combine those two? So there's the new business agenda item, and then there's the communication. We just combine those two right now. That's fine.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
I did put it under new business as well.
Say again?
Yep. It is on the agenda under new business.
Right. That's what I'm suggesting. Move it, kind of combine them. Okay. I mean, for administrative purposes. No.
I can't really hear that.
I know. I said.
So, Joe and Dave, I assume you've seen the language here.
So, sharks and parrots. Well, I don't even want to know where that came from. The name of the Alpha Sea.
Oh, I know where it came from.
Yeah.
So, I will put forward a motion to approve the assignment of lease from Aviation Realty LLC to Sharks and Carrots LLC, as requested in the communication.
Just one question.
Yes.
Did Vice Chair Law have any input? I know he specifically hones in on some of these things sometimes. So, did he have any specific input?
I don't recall that he had.
Okay,
any input
just checking.
On that item.
So the owner of Sharks and Carrots is the buyer. Okay.
Second motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor of approving the lease assignment from Aviation Realty LLC to Sharks and Carrots? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? Okay, that motion carries. And let's see, we have a separate, I'll combine this too. Approval of lease between Nashua Airport Authority and Aviation Realty LLC.
Yeah, that's the new lease, right?
Right. That's the new one.
You have a copy of it in your
package
as well.
That's basically taking the two parcels that have been sitting there all along that nobody really pulled together, and then just combined it into a new lease.
That's correct.
So the spot across the street, that little parking area that we've been plowing forever, nobody ever paid for that. The deal was kind of a handshake deal that we made years ago, not when Chris was here, but others. But basically, we'll maintain it. They just won't charge us for it. I say us, that means Aviation Realty. And so, that was, right, that was net, that.
I don't know what the agreement was prior, but in
2016. There was something put in place officially.
Yeah, right.
So that was that was then, but the thing is that I guess
that portion was not
that was never
reassignable.
That was never assignable. So the buyers, if they want that piece, you guys can't assign it to them because you don't have any. It's not assignable.
Okay.
So just but if they want it, they got to get to us and say.
What's up?
Yeah, but my point, Scott, is that you guys can't do anything because it's non-assignable.
Yeah.
So it's not like this one where you can assign it.
Yes.
It'll be between the new owner and the airport authority.
They have to just come here. Just so tell them to come. To let us know what they want to do. And
we've been in touch with them.
You've already done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aviation has a 30-day notification to terminate.
Sure.
Which I think they're going to wish Bolton to do.
Right.
It will be in. come back to you guys with a request to assign or do something else with them.
Right.
Right, they are aware of it.
Yep, okay. Yeah.
Through about 300 emails.
Yes.
Only 300? Is Zora in Reno?
No, I heard about 350.
Yeah. Well, that's how they get their fees up. Are we recording?
Yeah.
No.
Just kidding.
They've been very pleasant.
I know.
They have.
Someone else want to make a motion this time? David?
I don't know if I have a comment. No, that's fine. Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the lease as presented.
Between
Aviation Realty and Sparks and Carrots.
No.
Between
us and Aviation Realty.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the lease between Nashua Airport Authority and Aviation Realty LLC, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that motion carries. Okay, moving along. So, the first report up is the tower report. You put those numbers.
I'm okay, Wayne. Usually I'm sweating bullets, but I'm all right.
Should open the door. Can we take just 2 minutes to sign those leases until he can have his copy? And
oh, sure. Yes, we can do that.
When's the closing supposed to be?
The assignment one I'll have
hopefully by the end of July.
July.
Yeah. So what is the story behind
Aviation Realty. That
Sharks
was,
and Carrots. Yeah, not Aviation Realty. I think Aviation Realty is probably pretty self. It's the Sharks and Carrots part.
I mean, the aviation thing is pretty easy.
Yeah, this is a Googleable offense.
Yes. Well, Chris, thank you very much for all your help.
Well, thank you. Susan took care of most of that paperwork and all of it.
And I can tell you something, I haven't seen anybody at City Hall move that fast for the release or not that fast. That was fast.
We have pictures.
And recordings.
And recordings.
Okay.
Yeah, well, once you sit down with Steve, he's very good to us.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, Steve Bolton's done a good job for us.
And it really helps to have him there, because seeing that he wrote these leases way back when. No, he's just intimately familiar with every one of these.
Yeah.
I think that was.
And this one,
Susan? No, that's the front of it. I just don't
do it. Oh, okay.
Okay. It's a good thing it's about 90 degrees out.
Yeah, I hope to open that door.
Yeah.
Jet stopped.
I brought my Bose speaker in case I was chiming you in. Yeah, I wasn't sure there, but it caught me earlier. I don't know what I was doing. I was in the middle of something like, I don't know. Let me see if I can do something.
Yeah, that's why I said, I'll get there.
Job they did when they redid the ceiling in here, and it was black from the fire.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. Well, when they had the fire 10 years ago,
now the new things were getting
black again from all the smoke.
This is like an easy.
It was in need. Yeah, it was in need of a rehab anyway, so it was
kind of perfect timing for fire blazing.
Good time for a fire. Doing a little work on everything. They got a Bonanza, they got an SR-22, they got a little section of everything.
Yeah. They just hired two new mechanics, too. They're like booking out 6 months.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care.
Have a great night.
What is this, a 201 or something?
Have fun.
Oh, I don't know what my load is.
Okay. All right.
Too tight for you and I to fly.
Be like the Laurel and Hardy.
Wall with the and I have my arm.
God, I hope it don't crash.
It was hot.
Looks like for June we had 7,747 operations. A little bit down from last month, -1%. But up a little bit for year over year, where like last year in June we had 6,565. So that's up 18% year over year. So up is a good number. Hopefully we can get the month by month up as well.
And for the year, we're 12% up overall.
Yep.
So.
Airport manager.
Okay. recent events. We finally had a few recent events. We had the annual New Hampshire Aviation Museum barbecue and the Commemorative Air Force were here. Both events were very well attended. The barbecue had over 200 attendees and probably about a dozen planes that came in. So that was a record turnout for them. They sold their event out. Commemorative Air Force, again, another great success. They didn't break the records, but they were very well attended again. They got most of the plane rides off as scheduled. They had a few mechanical difficulties that prevented the last flight in Fifi from going off, and the P-51 Mustang basically lost its last day of flights because of a mechanical issue. So on that, really successful. We have an upcoming event. We're going to actually have Wheels and Wings again this year, and we've scheduled it for September 25th. We generally like to do it the week before, but the city of Nashua has a food truck event on, I believe it's the 18th, the Saturday before. So they asked us to postpone it 1 week. And seeing that it's a city-sponsored event, we didn't have much of a choice. We said, okay. Other items of interest, phase four of the pavement maintenance project is underway. Nick will speak more to that. Hangars for sale. We have two hangars for sale currently at Nashua. One located at 13 Perimeter Road, and one is available at 127 Perimeter Road. We also have community hangar space available with Nashua Jet as well as Infinity Aviation. One more thing I'd like to mention is a huge thank you to an anonymous donor that we had come into the office. And this person made a $2,500 deposit, I'm sorry, not deposit, donation to the Nashua Airport. And he just asked that we use it in some way to promote the airport. So a huge thank you to that individual.
Wow.
Sign. New sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there any, anything we want to do? Was he kind of like...
Well, I think we should think about it and come up with some ideas.
Sign a new sign or signage or...
Yeah. He wants to promote the airport.
Right. Okay.
The individual wants to promote the airport. So we'll come up with some ideas and we can discuss them at a future meeting. And everybody here can think of something maybe for the next meeting.
Okay. Awesome.
Like to, act on it sooner than later. And
so that's a commitment that the cash isn't actually in the bank yet, correct?
No, we have the cash.
You do?
He wrote us a check.
And when was it deposited, July or June?
When was the check deposited?
July or June?
July, I believe, right?
Oh, good. Right answer. I was going to say, I just didn't know where it showed up in June, if it was in June.
Yeah, I think it was July.
Okay, that's great. Well, obviously our anonymous thank goes out to the anonymous donor.
It was like the beginning of last week, wasn't it?
Absolutely, anonymously.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll make an anonymous thank you to the anonymous donor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's the first I heard of that.
That's great.
That's great.
So I don't have anything else. If anybody has any questions.
Nope.
Okay. Sure. Let's see. Airport engineer.
Okay. What's going on? Anything?
Not much.
Okay.
Nick Polito for the recording. We are administering the following projects on behalf of the utility. First being the paving maintenance phase 2 project. On Monday, July 6th, the contractor began work in phase 4. Per the contractor's schedule, they should be done by Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. They are on track to complete work by then, although we do have a request into NHDOT for some additional areas, one being the area off of Echo here by India Ramp, the second being a small area in front of Nashua Jet and Midfield Cafe.
Good.
We have a verbal approval from Carol for the taxiway Echo pavement. We are waiting.
Sorry. Oh, good, the APU's firing up.
We are waiting for her concurrence on the section in front of Midfield. We did bring it up in our construction.
Oh, that's it.
Thank you, Wes.
I actually love that sound.
Well, it may seem like the perfect place for an airport board meeting. Not really.
Good, Wesley. Good.
Okay. So we did bring it up during our construction progress meeting today. She said that she had not had a chance to review my justification package, but that she would get to me by the end of the day today. Now, that being said, she texted me at sometime around 5 o'clock saying, I haven't gotten to it yet, but I will get to you today.
Excellent.
So I will update. How much
lead time does Continental need to do it?
They requested to know by the end of the day tomorrow.
Nick, is this to address the checking and chipping of pavements? No.
That is a separate issue.
Oh, it's a separate.
That Continental still needs to provide us with a proposal on how they intend to fix it.
Okay.
That repair is at no cost to the project. I know that the authority has no cost anyway since it's 100% FAA, but that's corrective action that are the responsibility.
So in my initial discussion today with Bruce Bauer, he looked it over and it said most likely he's going to discuss it with Rick Charbonneau. Most likely, excuse me, they will mill out approximately 120 feet by whatever the width was and repave it. So mill and overlay.
Mill and overlay, okay.
Yep.
I've never seen it happen before, that type of just, you know, a fingernail will pull up the top eighth of an inch. It's, I've been Googling and doing research trying to figure out what might cause that. I just can't figure it out.
Okay.
Bruce was suspect as to whether or not there was some contaminants like grease that got into the load.
It's possible.
Because the other thing was, if you recall, we were picking away at it. He almost had to use a solvent to clean whatever was getting on our fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
they're going to take care of it.
Yep. I think, long story short, they need to take care of it.
Okay. And, Nick, please refresh my memory. We need Carol's approval for which adjustments? What are we doing?
To add the section of pavement in front of the Midfield Cafe.
Okay.
So there's just one. It's about 50 feet by 130 feet. It's a section that is typically ineligible because it's in front of a privately owned hangar. We submitted justification to try to repave that area by, we identified two drainage structures that aren't rated for the loading requirements that the rest of the airport would be required to meet. So we asked if we could replace those castings. Now with the bigger, easier castings, you've got to regrade the area so that it still drains properly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the justification we're using to reconstruct that ineligible area.
Okay.
Hopefully she gets back to us with an affirmative answer in short order here.
Okay.
And then the June reimbursement request was prepared and signed last week when this was prepared. So no action recommended of the authority this month.
Nick, I'm sorry. Again, refresh my memory on Taxiway Echo. What's going on? That addition?
There's another section of pavement that's right there that wasn't included
in the original
project, okay. But it's close enough where...
It should be.
Yep. Okay. It should be, and the Taxiway Alpha project didn't include that section either, so it's the last bit of, you know, 20-year-plus old pavement that's out there, and we're going to try to capture it in this project.
Sure. Okay.
And Carol has already given us that approval. It's just the section in front of National Jet.
And that's going to be done tomorrow. That's going to be known tomorrow sometime.
Yes.
Okay.
So immediately following the conclusion of Phase 4, they're going to move back over here and begin new Phase 5 and reconstruct that small area. Hopefully this will be included in Phase 4.
And they're going to do the repairs at the same time?
The repairs, I would assume they'd be done at the same time, although I don't have a schedule from the contractor yet.
Okay.
But yes, they're aware that they're running out of contract time, so my guess is they're going to want to do it all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, their stuff's here, so why not do it?
Yep. Exactly. Yes.
How much closures will
that be? That, I believe they said about 2 weeks.
So, we'll exit on Delta and Alpha?
Correct. Okay. Yep.
We
can still get to the 1-4.
It's Echo from the inner taxiway to the hold line by the Compass Roads. So you can't get into the run-up area.
Right.
This all came about, I went out to look and see if we could repaint the hold line, and then I realized that the hold line was about a 4 to 6 inch wide crack. And then we looked over the pavement, and it's falling apart like tectonic plates are shifting around. So it's just that area from the inner up to there. And I counted there's approximately 6 aircraft that'll have to relocate from the India ramp if they so choose. There's only 6 flyers out there out of all the planes out there that are actively flying, so it won't be there won't be much movement.
Thank you.
Any other questions on Phase 1 or the Phase 2 pavement maintenance project? Okay, and the second project is the Taxiway Alpha Rehabilitation Project. We have already submitted grant applications, currently waiting for the grant to be issued. The low bidder on the project was Sargent Corp. with a bid price of $2,030,000. The contracts have been fully executed, and I actually brought those fully executed copies. The Airport Authority gets 2 copies of that contract. I gave those to Sue when I got here. So the contract is officially under contract, which means they can go begin procuring their equipment. I know that there's some long lead times on things like the taxiway edge lights. That may push the project into the spring, but depending on the timing of the grant, if it comes much later than the first week in August, I think we would have to push it to the spring anyways. The last thing I'd like to see is paving in cold weather in November. So rather than, you know, start Phase 1 and then go into a winter shutdown for the remaining 2, I would say just start everything in the spring. And
The total time on that contract, roughly?
I believe it's 65 calendar days.
Okay, so a couple of months. Yeah, I think actually the spring one may not be a bad idea anyway, to give the airport a little bit of breathing room, a little bit of catching their breath kind of thing, because this has been a big, it's been really well done, but it's been an interruption, to say the least. You know,
it's been
great, you know, but operationally it's been...
The contractor... reached out. We had sort of a informal kickoff meeting to talk about things like schedule and material lead times. And they are aware that, you know, if the grant doesn't come in this year doesn't get issued early enough this year, that they would have to wait. And I think they're amenable to that.
Sure. Okay. Hold on for a second.
Well, stay right there for a few. I think we've got some planes coming in.
And then the last item here is Gail submitted the notice of intent for the multi-sector general permit coverage along with the draft stormwater pollution prevention plan via EPA's website on behalf of the airport on June 29th. A copy of the draft SWIP has been also posted on the airport's website. The target review date for the NOI is August 28, 2021. And at that time, EPA will either approve the permit or request additional information. In response to the submission of the NOI, the New Hampshire Division of Historical Resources required a request for project review form to review the potential impacts to historic properties that might be located in the vicinity of the airport. That was submitted on July 7th. So pending EPA's approval of the SWIP, that should take care of you guys for your 2021 EPA coverage. That being said, this was not a scope task that was included in our scope of work. Approve inclusion of that in whatever grant would accept it, and I believe we can process a supplemental agreement to include it in the pavement maintenance phase 2 grant.
I'm sorry, Nick, that we had a little jet taking off there. I kind of lost you for a few seconds for a couple.
So preparation of that SWIP was never included in the scope of work for either the Taxiway Alpha project or this pavement maintenance project. So we coordinated with Carol. It's an eligible cost. Yeah. So we are going to process a supplemental agreement to include it in the pavement maintenance job. There's plenty of money left in the grant, and it is a zero-cost grant to the airport. Yeah. So,
okay, perfect.
I think it'll work out very well. And that way, I was hoping to be able to shoehorn it into this project. That way, if there is some additional work or an unforeseen circumstance associated with the taxiway job, we have the full grant amount allocated to that.
Good.
And if I can add something to that, Nick, I had a discussion with Jackie, I believe it was yesterday, and asked her to include in that SWIP proposal an area designated for de-icing. Because we had a discussion with David Gray from the EPA, and he said that all you have to have is an area designated included in that. And then, theoretically, there's no hoops to jump through once we get this de-icing equipment we had talked about on the CIP.
And I believe she has done that, but I will follow up with her and just confirm, and then I'll let you guys know.
So that kind of lays the groundwork for de-icing in the future.
Yep.
Nice.
Good.
What?
Where'd you find that? Where'd you put
that? The location of the reserved area.
Tentatively, it's going to be out here on the Infinity Ramp, on the golf ramp. We can actually, I think we can put multiple locations in there, but we just have to, she's trying to get hold of David Gray right now is what she's doing, to find out exactly how he wanted it in there.
Very good, thank you.
Yep. Nick, for how long is Sergeant's bid valid?
That's a good question. It's 180 days from the bid opening, which I believe would put them sometime in October. But where they are under contract now, I think we're good.
Okay.
That bid will not
expire. Yeah, I just want to make sure that's a good point. To make sure that if it does go into the spring, that there's nothing in the contract that says, oh, well, we got to rebid it, you know, we got to requote it, rather.
Yeah. Once that contract is signed, it would be a pretty bad contract if they could get out of it.
Okay. Simply,
for that reason,
it's as simple as the contract we're in right now. It's the same scenario. This thing was pushed off.
Right.
Almost a year and a half.
But we kept getting reports that you know the Continental was going to honor the pricing.
Right.
Yep.
And that's my point is that is there something that says they have to honor the pricing?
Yeah, because materials in all sectors have gone over the last year.
Well, the good news is they're probably coming down a bit, so they may want to wait till.
Yeah, like let's put it off.
But I just want to make sure that there is no, you know.
Like have to versus like
cost,
to?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice for them to say, they have no problem pushing it off for the spring. Nice for them to say that.
Yep.
But
that was
before
they had actually signed the contracts.
I know, but
and,
I want to make sure, because this is our first dealing with them at the airport. I know it's not your first, but I just want to make sure that no surprises.
And they've committed to it. In the meeting we had the other day, they'll be ordering the lighting.
Sure.
That's what we signed the contract so that they can actually get those things going now.
Okay.
Yeah. And the fact that they're under contract means there's no way out. They got to do it for that price. FAA.
No, I understand that, but they have to do it for that price. But is it during a certain period of time?
That contract period begins once we issue the notice to proceed. So they have 5 days to start from the date listed on that notice, and they have 65 days.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying, though. Like, if it's an infinite amount of time to that milestone, right, it just seems that there
could be will they keep the pricing the same? I know that's extreme, but anyway,
you know what I'm talking about. I haven't run into that.
Hyperbole for clarification.
You know, beyond a year, I think, you know, you run the risk of having them protested.
Okay. On the SWIP, last time we talked, or last time there was a discussion about it, there was a whole washing of the airplanes discussion. Has that been addressed in the SWIP? We talked about
it. Yes.
Okay.
I don't recall where the area was designated.
Okay.
But I know
it's the grass tied on the area.
It's a grass tied on the area.
Where there's no water, dirt.
Yeah, it's a shame that we've got proposals to develop hangars in that area.
Right. But let me ask just a general question. Can we dig a well there? In other words, can we call Skillings or somebody and come over and drill the well and get us a water supply? Or is there a way to tie into Penichuk on Perimeter Road?
Penichuk's right there.
I think that water, the water line that's in Perimeter now, would be the easiest way.
Yeah. Okay.
But again, it is an area slated for development. And we've been meeting with a potential developer
right.
in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, here's my thinking. That area's been up for development. We've been talking, there have been other developed people wanting to build hangars coming in. And I don't want to wait to do this, you know, waiting for someone to decide about building a hangar or not. If we can get a line off of Perimeter Road into that area, and get it ready to just get it done, even though we may have to do a little bit of bigger hose, if you will, when the hangar goes in, then that's okay. But I just don't want to wait, you know, pending somebody else's decision.
Sure.
You know, there's been a lot of demand, a lot of desire
yeah.
Yeah.
to having a place to play to wash their plane on this airport.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and so if the SWIP allows it and that's the place, then let's get water in there somehow.
Let's talk about something else, Dave, that you had brought up.
Yeah.
I think it's something we need to discuss. The whole issue with washing the planes before is that it went into the storm drain system, correct?
Right.
And now we have all this porous pavement everywhere, and in theory, it doesn't make it into the storm drains because they're leaching pits. So could we start washing our planes at the hangars outside? Because it no longer would be going into the storm drain system.
I suppose in theory you could. I don't see how anyone would be able to detect whether or not detergents or something like that were getting in the Spectacle Brook if the water's just going into the porous. Even if they test it at the brook, they're not going to find anything because it's just infiltrating.
And we've had serious downpours, lots of rain lately, and you can see that the porous pavement takes care of all of it.
Now, the only thing that, you know, when Chris and I talked about this a little bit, the only thing that came up was also is that if there is, there's detergent that goes in there, and that doesn't do anything. But if there's, you know, oil or some sort of, you know, hydrocarbon, if you will, can that deteriorate or compromise that porous material?
Avgas does.
Yeah, that's
right.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that stuff will evaporate before it even gets to. But the remnants of avgas or oil that's washed onto the pavement and then washed into the porous area, would that be enough to contaminate and actually break up that porous material?
I think the porous, the binder material in
right.
the porous asphalt is
yeah.
polymer modified. It's missing the sand and the fine particles
right.
that usually hold typical pavement together like this.
Yeah.
So it has to be a lot stronger. I would assume, and I could be wrong, but I would assume that polymer modified asphalt can resist a lot more
And I think the dilution when you're washing it is the key to it. If you, like Farrell and I have seen, if somebody puts pure Avgas on it, you can take your hand and scoop the stuff up afterwards. It deteriorates the polymer binder immediately.
Right.
But I would believe that if it was just staining on a plane and then it's diluted with a washdown, there's no way it's going to do any damage to it. My concern was just particulate buildup.
Clogging it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's something to think about. You know, absent putting a water line in down the runway, if there is a, call it opinion or some sort of authority that can say, okay, if you have porous pavement, we can go ahead and wash an airplane. We're not talking about five Gulfstreams coming through every day. We're talking about a Cessna here and there. Yes, Wes.
We also have down at the end of the aisles, at least in my area, all that crushed rock that's there.
Right.
And if you wash an airplane down there, it's not going near the porous pavement.
No, I know. I understand.
It's And before they put the crushed rock in there, that was what they technically call a bioretention area.
Right. But the if we were going to put a designated area to wash an airplane, we would need to go with a SWIP recommendation. So that's on that grassy area. Now, could somebody throw their plane on that area you're talking about and wash it? I don't see why not. But more importantly, if we can get to a point where there's some sort of authority or some sort of opinion to say, it's okay to pull your plane out of your hangar and wash it right there because you get the porous pavement there.
I can certainly look into that.
That'll be the easiest thing.
That's plan A.
Boston EPA, when I was on the phone with the woman who runs the office, basically said, just don't put it in the storm drains.
Right. Well, that's what we're thinking, is that, okay, it's not going in the storm drains unless it really, really, the 100-year storm kind of thing. So that's kind of what that
There was another
from.
Thing written into the, and I don't know if it was in the SWIP or if it's in the S&P, it was drawn up something to the effect of you can use that area down there, you can get water, you can get your buckets filled up at the National Airport Authority building and get down there and use a bucket and a sponge or whatever you have.
Well, sure.
I haven't had any requests for that of you. No.
I took my airplane home. I washed it 4 times in the last month.
Look
into that.
Get the spray cleaner, just a bottle of
water. Okay. Buckets of water.
I thought you were joking.
No, I literally can land.
A really, really, really long hose.
Imagine hauling a bucket of water down.
You're done, you have this one.
In the people will get little haul 5-gallon buckets of gasoline from the gas station to save a buck a gallon.
Chris about that because I have, I'm not supposed to do that here.
Right.
Plenty of bioretention areas.
It's interesting that aircraft, but remember the runway, most of you weren't here for it. During the runway project, every Friday, I'd wash all the dirt and grime off my car over at the authority building with the pressure washer. That was fine, but aircraft washing is not okay.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing's a little crazy. But. All right.
Well, I've made a note. I will certainly look into it and follow up.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Anything else, Nick?
Nothing else. Folks have anything else for
Nick
tonight?
I see the books have a good size table on there. From a cash perspective, when does all the money change hands? When do we get the money from the state and then off to the end of June? It was about $1.7 million.
Well, we mailed checks out to Continental and Gale Associates,
so that's
to the tune of $850,000-ish.
Okay, so that part happened in July then. We got the money from the state and...
Yeah.
Okay, good.
There's still a good amount of accounts receivable related to the taxi alpha job.
Yeah.
You can't even request that
for
the grant.
Right.
So not much we can do there.
Okay, so moving along, we have no committees this month. Nothing under old business. We've already taken care of the two new business items. Chris has already discussed the Wheels and Wings event. So that brings us to public input as we get ready to close out the meeting. And
yes, I should ask what the progress is on repairing Building 109.
The progress? I can answer that.
Okay.
All the parts have been ordered. They have a 14-week backlog.
Okay.
It's actually, they're having trouble getting the materials.
I asked last month. I've been, you know.
Yep. I'll nope. The check, I believe, was mailed last week by the contractor to initiate the order.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Okay. And we have no one else in the in the gallery tonight, so.
Wait a minute.
Did we check the balcony?
Yeah.
Where's Ripley?
Yeah. Ripley, got any input?
So that brings us to director's comments. Jess, I'll start with you.
Sure, absolutely. I just want to wish everybody a happy and healthy summer, and see you next month or whenever we're holding the next meeting based on our summer siesta.
I think we decided to take August
we're
off.
Gonna, yeah. Okay.
So we'll meet again in September.
See you.
Please don't.
Who did that talk?
Please don't.
Who did the talk?
Not you.
I know.
Let's see, I'll go next.
I figured you'd know.
So first, I'd like to thank Infinity Aviation and Greg Leeson for hosting us tonight. It was, very generous of him to let us use the space in the hangar. So, appreciate that. I'd also like to comment on the pavement as I've seen it so far. And it's been, I've been very pleased with what I see. I've also polled a few different people. For instance, tonight when I came in, I asked Greg if he's happy with what, the work that's been done outside, his buildings. And he's very happy. Says, the water used to flow, toward the doors. Now it flows away from the doors. He likes that a lot. He's happy with the location of the strip of forest over by his tie downs there. So, with the exception of a few things like the checking and that stuff over by Wilkie's door, and maybe a couple other small things. From my perspective, things have been going pretty good. I haven't heard negative stuff from Chris. So. Very happy with that.
We should check Chris's blood pressure. Chris, we're outside all day, every day in the trenches with the contractor.
Yeah.
It's going very well.
David?
Yeah, I'll echo that. I've been doing some photography and video work around the project, and it seems to be going pretty well. I hope I haven't scared any of the guys on the...
No, I was going to ask, though... I did see a camera set up in one of the hangars today. Is that time lapse for the paving?
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, if it works. I had Chris operating the camera, so who knows what's going to happen.
You gave me dead batteries, too.
Yeah, I know.
No, 6 a.m. 6 p.m. Oh, that's great.
I actually set up this morning before around 6:30 or 6:45 for about a 45-minute window. And I couldn't. I had a bunch of stuff going on today. Of course, they picked the worst day for me to do the paving. I was going to mount it up in one of the windows at the GE hangar, but I just didn't. I couldn't make it happen. So yeah, that's going to be a time lapse. I can probably do it for the second coat. I'm going to probably set it up in the GE window for the second coat.
Yeah.
I'd love to see.
Yeah, and then so there'll be a time lapse. I've done a lot of aerial stuff. I did some pretty cool passes. Right, or one guy waved to me as it was
with the drone.
Oh yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have the capability to share those,
Like
via OneDrive or something, I would love to. Think
okay, yeah, well, I'm actually going to put together a whole comprehensive video at some point. I've got probably 2 hours, 3 hours of footage, and that's going to take about 2 or 3 months to really call through and figure out exactly how I want to present this thing.
Wow, very cool.
And that's one of my, and so maybe I can sell it to Continental or something.
Oh, I'm gonna say you're not gonna send us an invoice for that.
Oh no, not you guys, but no, that's in the marketing budget. That's coming up. No, I do want to talk at some point. I've got authorization to fly here through the end of August. So after the project is complete, I do want to do some. Promotional aviation, airport promotional stuff with the aerial camera.
Okay.
Very cool.
Joe?
Thanks to everybody as usual. Great job by all. It's can't be said enough. And my term is up. like now, so I've opted to re-up for another term.
Yay.
So anybody that wants to go, I don't know which, they told me in August it'll be, I know you're thrilled.
Yes,
I supposedly I'm being sworn in August again at the aldermanic, whatever they call it, the alderman meeting. So I've been told exactly if that's for sure, but she said it would be the August meeting. So
perfect.
Which one? They meet twice.
I know. That's why she says August. She goes, we'll get back to you. And I said, okay. Is it the 2nd or the 4th? So it's one of them. So I expect I'll get an email at some point soon.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'd like to see you re-up.
Yeah, it's good. Thanks for the kind words. I know you were, when she contacted me.
Oh, yes.
I'd really appreciate it if he would.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't say.
That's okay. Yeah.
Well, by the way,
that one's free.
I remember that was the happenings.
Happenings?
That,
I knew you did that. I was going to take your car away if you didn't know that.
That's one of those one-hit wonder things.
Okay.
I didn't know. One thing that occurred to me as you were talking about having the discussion with Greg about the pavement. This mix is going to be soft for about 2 months now, especially if you get into the hottest part of the summer. You may want to advise the tenants, people driving vehicles on the airport, that they should not be locking up the wheel, turning. Even in a vehicle, you want to be rolling if you're going to turn. You don't want to
grind the pavement.
You're going to create those swirl marks on the pavement. They'll be there for the rest of the life of the pavement. So you may want to spread the word about that.
That's a great point there, because... I just don't do it as a matter of course anyway, but people will sit there and spin the wheel.
It happened. It was like the 2 days after we finished paving out in Keene when we did the terminal ramp. It was a plane came in to make a U-turn, locked up one wheel, swung around, and there was just a big swirl.
Of course, I'm trying to get one of the guys that flies the airplane I own to stop locking up the brakes and flatten the tires on the thing, but
club holds the record on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have brand new tires within the last month, and they're junk, flat spotted.
Yep.
The Flintstone tires.
$600 a piece. Probably half a dozen times a year.
Now, what do you guys do with the old tires when you replace them? Toss them? Someone take them?
Whoever
takes them to the tire recycling bin.
Okay. Because I know there are a couple of airports that put those tires around their grass tie-downs.
Oh, yeah.
And, Chatham, for instance, is always looking for spare tires.
Really?
They breed mosquitoes.
Because the shape of the tire
gets water in them. It creates a stagnant puddle, and you breed mosquitoes.
We drill holes in the side of it and drain them?
Chatham wants them, I'll see what I can collect for you.
I have some tires that I would like to get rid of.
There you go.
And at the end of each winter, we end up picking them out of the culvert over here.
What?
Yeah.
People just roll them away.
Well, we end up plowing, and you don't see them.
I thought you meant people were changing tires and just pitching them off.
No, when you get the weight of snow on the tails, a lot of people put the tire down there to give it a little cushion. And then they disappear or whatever, and then they're not there, and we're plowing. You can't see it under 2 feet of snow.
Yeah,
and so we picked about a dozen tires out of the swale.
Okay. Yeah. So, anything else?
Yeah, I think we're about done. So I will move to adjourn. July 21, 2021 NAA meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and we are adjourned. Thank you.
58 minutes.
So, Nick.
Efficient.
The record. All the